Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. It's Monday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, and that translates into no BS job search advice. This is a time where I like to spend about 15 minutes with you, talking with you about some element of job hunting. Because to me, job hunting doesn't have to be as hard, difficult, or painful as you may be experiencing. You see, the skills needed to find a job are different than the skills needed to do a job. And that's where this show, my e-zine, which is also called No BS Job Search Advice, my podcasts, such as Job Search Radio, which is broadcast on webtalkradio.net, all the content that I provide, whether in podcast, video, or e-zine form, are all designed to help you. Because for many of you, you're thrashing around when if you just knew what to do from a job hunting standpoint, you'd find work more easily. So today's show is brought to you by consultingassignments.com. Consultingassignments.com is a site where you can find and fill consulting assignments, full-time consulting positions, temp to perm, and contract to hire opportunities anywhere in the world completely free. Posting a job or a resume is free, as is the ability to search jobs or resumes, as is the ability to contact one another. The only thing the site charges for is if you want to feature a job or feature a resume, and then it's only $10 for 30 days. So again, that site is consultingassignments.com. Now, I thought today's show, and I skipped one last week as part of the Dr. King birthday weekend, I thought I would make today's show about what goes through a hiring manager's mind or a recruiter's mind when they're trying to interview someone. What are they looking for? What are they trying to find? What's their part in this process? Because the one thing I know is from your standpoint, you just want to get a job. You want it to be a great job and to pay you a lot of money. And you know what you're looking for when you're trying to find a job. But a hiring manager has a different perspective. You know, they may have multiple priorities that they're dealing with, including their day-to-day functionality, as part of what they're going through. So let's look at what hiring managers are trying to find out about you when they're trying to evaluate and assess you. And the first thing is they're trying to avoid making a mistake, because a mistake can ruin their reputation. It may affect their future with an organization, their credibility, their believability, how they're seen by management. So clearly, a hiring manager is trying to avoid mistakes. So you may or may not have heard many, many years ago, there used to be a saying that no one was ever fired for buying IBM. Now, we can laugh at that today, but it's symptomatic of a mindset that says, do no harm to my career in making the choice. I don't necessarily want to have the most creative hire out there. I just want to have one that isn't going to screw things up and make me look bad. As one HR person said to me many years ago, he asked me, what's my job? And the answer was, to make him look good. Well, the job that you're going for is to make the hiring manager look good, and certainly not to make him look bad. So when he or she is reviewing resumes, you know, they're looking at a couple of basic questions to have answered. You know, if hired, superficially, do you look like you could be effective? You know, why should they interview you? Why is it that you think you're a fit for this role, and how might you be able to support what he or she is trying to do for their organization? And what could you do for him personally? What could you do for her personally? And I'm not trying to be lewd or obnoxious in making that statement, but this is about how your behavior is going to make your hiring manager look good. So clearly, just in even the screening process for a resume, not even the interview, but just the looking at the resume, they're looking for symptoms that are going to cause them to think, you know, that there's a reason they should interview you, that there's something that you could do to make them look good, and could you even be effective with your role and responsibilities there, you know, if you came on board. So clearly avoiding a mistake is paramount in their mind. And then from there, you know, in this realm of, you know, once they've invited you in for the interview, they're trying to figure out a couple of things about you beyond simply, well, let's look at competence as the first thing that they're trying to measure. Competence, you know, can you do this particular job? Are you particularly good at it? Is this going to be something you're going to do begrudgingly or you happen to have joy in doing? Are the lights on upstairs when you're trying to present yourself to them, or do you seem dull or deadened when you talk with them? You know, meeting with, I'm going to use her for a while, then I'll switch to him. In meeting with her, this is an opportunity for you to talk about your successes, you know, eloquently but succinctly. And in doing so, use metrics to define what your value has been to your current organization, thus implying to them that those same achievements could be done for their organization. So, you know, don't just simply, you know, repeat your past. You know, the idea is to talk numbers with them. Numbers in terms of what you did and how much it helped your firm earn, what you did and how much it helped your firm save money by your presence and your efforts. So competence is factor number one that they're looking for. Self-confidence is a second one. You know, do you carry yourself in a way that inspires confidence that you could be the solution to a hiring manager's needs? Or do you seem nervous or disinterested? Do you carry yourself in a way that just makes them believe what you're saying and gives you credibility? This notion of self-confidence being a variable, I think a lot of people forget about. It's not like they're ever going to say to you, so are you confident in what you can do? Yeah. Okay, good. That was the right answer. So, you know, very simply, you want to demonstrate through your behavior, not through what you might say in answer to a question, per se, but through how you carry yourself, that you have self-confidence. Because self-confident people always inspire that kind of confidence in a hiring manager that they can excel in their organization. Next thing is character. Do you have character? Are you a character? Both? You know, how does that come across in the interview? Again, they're not going to ask you, do you have good character? Yes, good. That was the right answer. They're going to try and project attributes onto you based upon how you tell the story. So, you know, talking about your role and responsibilities is fine, but this is where storytelling can be a big part of how you demonstrate character. How you went above and beyond what your predecessor in this role might have done. How you, over-delivered and under-costed them. And excuse my language there. I know it's a little awkward, but, you know, it cost them less for over-delivering, and thus you were able to achieve more for less money, goes a long way toward demonstrating character. Thus, in speaking with them, you want to carry yourself, again, with that confident manner, but use stories to illustrate what it is in your background that would cause them to trust you. So far we have confidence, competence, competence, self-confidence, character. chemistry. Now, chemistry could exist between you and the hiring manager or you and the organization or team. You know, a hiring manager can see you as an investment in the firm. They could see you as an investment that will benefit long-term for her. He or she may want to make sure that it's a good investment and thus want to make sure that you have an upside to you. You know, that's sort of a long-term view that you're not just someone who would fit what they're looking for now, but have an upside to them. In theory, are promotable. Want to get an idea of your interests, so you need to be clear about that without crossing a line into sounding ridiculous. The junior individual who wants to talk about being CEO sounds ridiculous. You know, focus in on things a few years out that you'd like to achieve and that you still have plenty more to learn in your current organization. So next they look for charisma. Now, charisma is one of those subtle things. You're not going to be hired solely because you're charismatic, but you'll earn more money. You'll be more successful long-term if you are charismatic, and people will flock to you, and that's a great quality within an organization. So again, charismatic people always do better than non-charismatics, but it's not a requirement. Part of how a firm determines whether, or a recruiter determines whether you're charismatic or not, is through passion. Do you carry yourself with commitment? They want to see you, whether it's a hiring manager or a recruiter, they want to see you as someone who's promotable, has an upside, is enthusiastic, has potential to grow within an organization, is going to make them look good. You know, recruiters, the last thing in the world they want to have happen is that they're going to get the phone call from the hiring manager that says, what made you ever think in a million years that this person would be anyone I'd ever be interested in? You know, it's one of the great horrors in recruiting is when you get such a call. You never want it to happen. So you can just imagine that if a hiring manager is trying to interview you, they don't want to waste their time with someone who they view pretty quickly as a colossal waste. They'll get you out the door fast. So, understand that what they're looking for is not just someone for today, but with someone who's got an upside to them. And you want to demonstrate yourself as having that kind of upside. So, to kind of summarize, the hiring process is kind of, it's complicated, primarily because it has a bunch of fuzzy things associated with it. Both you and the hiring manager want to share in the upside for both of you. Each of you wants to feel as though you can be a winner with the other, that you're going to be a success in an organization, and at the same time make the hiring manager look good, that you have the skills and ability to fit into an organization and achieve a lot. In the course of interviewing, they're going to want to have you get an A in the course. Bs tend not to get hired unless there's desperation. So I'll simply say this is what I think hiring managers and recruiters look for. I hope you find this helpful. Now, I also want to say I've got a lot more content at jeffaltman.com, so come over to the website and go exploring there. You're going to find videos I've done for YouTube, other podcasts for this show, as well as Job Search Radio, my interview program that's on webtalkradio.net. There's also positions I'm recruiting for, information about my books and guides to job hunting. There's other people's books there. You can read a few of my books free at the website. There are places that you can post your resume to. A lot of good stuff at jeffaltman.com. So come over to the website and go explore it. A few final things, if I may. First of all, if your firm's trying to hire someone, send me an email at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. I'd love to help your firm staff positions. If we're not already connected on LinkedIn, send me a connection request. LinkedIn.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. I accept connection requests from people worldwide. I also want to say, instead of using an email, use my email address, and you can connect with me by using that directly. Again, if you have any questions for me, I'm a live person job search and career coaching expert. Reach out to me through liveperson.com. Again, I'm Jeff Alpin, and you can reach out to me through there. Also, if you want coaching throughout your job search, reach out to me through VIPPersonalSearch.com. So this is Jeff Alpin. Hope you have a great day. Take care.